Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a great week. Thank you guys for listening always. We appreciate you. Before we get out of here, Junior, you have a question for Steve.
Oh, I had a question for Junior.
Okay, you have a question for Junior.
Junior, you ever seen Buck and the Preacher?
What is that?
Movie Buck and the Preacher.
Wow.
What year was that?
Oh, yeah, you wasn't here.
But
you just see, it's with Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte. Harry.
Wow.
All righty.
Let the games begin.
Junior, you have a question for Steve Crazy.
Well, I'm scared now to ask Unc anything because I know where it's going to lead to.
You going to the Kentucky Derby? Y'all going to the Derby?
No, come
Stevie?
On. No,
you
I ain't going there. No. Oh, no. Oh, okay. No, my buddy
got you.
That was the only reason I went, because of Junior Bridgman. He was the first person that really invited me to and took care of me and everything, man. And he just, that was the reason I went, man. Mm. Junior Bridgman, man, was one of the great men in this world, on this earth, man. I'm going to tell you something. I never met a finer man than Junior Bridgman. I've never met a finer man. But sitting around Junior Bridgman made me want to be a better businessman, but more importantly, just a better husband and father. I never saw nobody, not no man, that had that kind of money that was that way with his family. I ain't never seen it before. I've never seen it. And Junior Bridgman was that guy. I've never seen it, man. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I never saw it. And he inspired me to do better because he was that way. I went, wow. Because, you know, look, man, he taught me so much, man. He tried to help me in so many ways to teach me. But he just did it by example. He didn't ever sit me down and go, hey, man, do this. He just said he would invite me around him, and then he'd just be who he was. And who he was, man, was really, really special guy. So I had some people invited me there to the Kentucky Derby this year. Mm-hmm. But, the Kentucky Derby to me, as I knew it, it was Junior Bridgman. And for that reason, man, he was a great person, man. Wow, just a great dude, man.
Well, can I ask you a question?
And people that knew him know what I'm talking about. And so, and if you never met him, boy, you missed it. You missed a really, really good dude. Mm. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that, Junior. What you got?
Yeah. Can I ask you something, Uncle? You said something about Junior Bridgman being a better husband and everything. Don't you think you're a great husband and a great father too, Uncle? I think you are. I think you're a great father.
I think I've grown into the role a lot better. When I was younger, man, I wasn't that great of a father because I just wasn't there. I had picked up stakes to chase this dream, and that caused me to neglect some people. And I knew that, man. And I wish I had chosen a different way to do it, but at that particular time in my age, with that mindset, I made my decisions based on the capabilities that I had. You know, I didn't know any better. I did what I thought was the best way. I'm glad I did it, but I did it with regrets. You know, I do regret that in my decision to pursue my dreams, that it cost some people. You know, it did, man. It cost some people. And I guess, like Bishop Jakes has told me over and over and over, he said, man, you're too hard on yourself. He says, you got to stop being so hard on yourself, man. But I was, and I just took that into account with everything. And I guess I've spent all my life, like I said at my daughter Carly's wedding, which was very emotional for me. I said at my daughter's wedding, I've spent my entire adult life making up to mistakes I made when I was a young man. And so I had to learn, really, man, to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself. Now, there are people who still hold me to that 27-year-old dude that I was. It's still people who hold me to the 24-year-old dude that I was. But I had to learn to stop allowing people to do that to me. Because if God has changed me and God has forgiven me, then that gives me the right and the opportunity to move on, to step up. And my advice to everybody out there is stop allowing people to hold you to your past when God has clearly moved you forward. Take the forward route. And so I am a much better husband, a much better father, you know, because now what's crazy is now that I've gotten to where I took off to when I was 27 years old to become, I've arrived there. I've gotten to where I set out to be. Now, the crazy thing is God put me way beyond where I thought that was. I accomplished what I set out to accomplish. But what God did for me on top of that, what he stacked on top of that, was far more than I thought I'd ever be. And so now that I'm here, it's the crazy thing. Every decision I make now is not for me. It's for them. Everything I do is for my wife, for my children, and for my grandchildren. Everything. I don't make no decisions now without considering that. Now, I don't know how long it takes a man to get to that point. We all got our own individual journeys with that. And I'm not saying you need to be there in order to be a man. But it's a lot more rewarding for me right now. Because I realize that it ain't about me. It ain't for me. It's for them. I still got work on that grandfather thing. I ain't really locked that in yet. But I'm there for him. I give him anything, but I ain't really locked in on that yet. I love the grandkids, but I like it when they go home.
We gotta go.
Those are my closing remarks today. Have a great day today, y'all. Have a great day today, y'all. Okay.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.